What is the halacha if you're in a matziv, you're in a setting where Lashon Hara is being said on a constant basis? People say Lashon Hara, let's say, where you work. And it's not practical for you to walk out and leave the room because you're going to have to lose your job if you do so. So you want to stay and do your work, but you hear Lashon Hara being said on a constant basis. What is the Eitzah Pi Halacha? Do you have to quit your job and in order to avoid saying Lashon Hara or listening to Lashon Hara? You don't want to listen to Lashon Hara either. That's an Isser as well. What is the Eitzah? The first thing that we have to point out is a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Hei, where the Gemara says that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the finger pointed? In order for a person to be able to stuff his ears up and plug his ears to prevent him from hearing Lashon Hara. So the best Eitzah is to actually avoid it in Gansin, stick your fingers in your ears and protect your ears from hearing the Lashon Hara. Lemaisa, this Eitzah is not exactly practical many times, because it's simply going to cause a big level of animosity at the workplace. Because if you stick your ears in your, you stick your fingers in your ears every 10 minutes, people will be offended, and the relationships that you might have with your coworkers is going to be very much affected in the negative way, and sometimes that's not necessarily a good Eitzah. And the question is, what are you supposed to do? People are saying Lashon Hara. You don't want to be over on the Isser of listening to Lashon Hara. Is there any way for you to keep your job, or are you mechuyev hapidin to quit your job and avoid being over on the Isser of listening to Lashon Hara? Zakt Chafetz Chaim that there are three conditions that you must fulfill in order to remain in the atmosphere and in the setting and listen to the words that are being said in your presence. You need to fulfill three conditions, and then, in fact, it's mutter. Number one, you cannot be mekabel what they're saying. You cannot believe the Lashon Hara. You have to decide that even though they're saying this Lashon Hara about Pliny, you do not believe that it's true. That's number one. Number one, you can't be mekabel, and that's the first tenai for a person who has to listen to Lashon Hara, and he can't simply walk out of the room. Number two, you cannot indicate that you are maskim, that you are in consent with the Lashon Hara that's being spoken. You can't smile at the person saying Lashon Hara. You can't give him any type of remiza or body language that demonstrates that you are happy with the Lashon Hara that you're saying. You cannot indicate to him, you cannot demonstrate with your body that you are maskim to the Lashon Hara that's being said. That's number two. Number three, you can't enjoy the Lashon Hara that they are saying. You cannot enjoy it. Now this is the t'nai that we're going to talk about, and we're going to find out exactly what the source is of this t'nai. But those are the three t'nai that the Chafetz Chaim requires to allow a person to stay in this working environment if people are saying Lashon Hara and he simply can't leave the premises and avoid the entire situation, and he must stay. So the question is there an Eitzah? So you have to comply with these three Eitzahs, three Tanoim, three conditions, and then you can stay. Now, what is the source of this third Tanai that you cannot enjoy the Lashon Hara that's being said? So there's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, and the Chafetz Chaim in the Be'er Mayim Chaim is mitzayin this Gemara as his source. The Gemara says, Hano habo l'odem balkarch. If let's say you're walking by a house of Avodah Zarah, and they're burning incense to the Avodah Zarah, and it produces a very good smell. It smells very good, and the question is, what are you supposed to do? It's usur for you to derive benefit from Avodah Zarah. It's also to be nene from the Avodah Zarah, and you're not allowed to be nene from the nice aroma that's being emitted from the Avodah Zarah. And the question is, what are you supposed to do? L'chayra, it's something that's ba'aloi balkarch. It's something that's coming to you against your will. It's not something that you could avoid. You can't avoid enjoying this smell or smelling this aroma that's pleasant. What are you supposed to do in this situation? Or let's say you're walking by a Beis Avodah Zarah and they're playing beautiful music, and again, there's an Isser of Hano. You cannot enjoy music produced by the Beis Avodah Zarah. And the question is, it's bolei bal karchach, it's coming to you bal karchach, you can't avoid it. What is the halach? Says the Gemara, if it's a case where you don't have a derech achrina, there is no other path that you can take and avoid the entire situation by going through a different route and not passing by this avodah zarah bechlal, and therefore you won't have to smell the smell and you won't have to listen to the music at all, then it's pashut. If you have a different eitza, you go to the different eitza. What if you don't have a different eitza? There's no other route. Ein lo derech achrina, v'oid, you're not being mechavet. You're not intending to enjoy the smell. You're not intending to enjoy the music. So you have both things going for you. A, there's no derech achrina. There's no detour that you can make to avoid the issue. And number two, you're not being mechaven to enjoy the music and to enjoy the incense, the smell. The halach is, it's mutter. That's clearly mutter the kuliyam. Sakta Gemara. If you could take a different path, there is a detour that you could take, but still you nevertheless chose to take this route, but you are interested, you're not mechavim l'mayisa, you're not interested in enjoying the benefit, so you could have taken a different route, but l'mayisa, you're not mechavim, you don't intend to enjoy the smell, you don't intend to enjoy the music. That's, says the Gemara, is tolina machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Kol Tarakula, if a dover she'ini miskavim is mutter, or a dover she'ini miskavim is also. Which means, if you do something that has a consequence that's usher, but you don't intend for the issur to take place, according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. According to Reb Yehuda, it's usher. Lamaisa, we pass on like Reb Shimon that it's mutter. Dovah she'ini miskavim is mutter, and therefore it's mutter. So that's if you could have taken a different route, and you took this route instead, but lamaisa, you weren't mechaven to be nene, so it's a dovah she'ini miskavim, it's mutter. What about the reverse case? You didn't have a different route. There was no derech achrina. So you had one thing going for you. There was no derech achrina. You didn't have any other choice. You took this route. This was the only route to get to where you need to go. However, you do have kavana to enjoy the smell. You do have kavana to enjoy the music. So you're mechaven to enjoy. But l'maisa, you didn't have a derech achrina. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, it's a machlekes Abaye and Rava. According to Abaye, it's mutter. Why? Because since you didn't have any choice, that you couldn't take a detour, because this was your only route, so it's hanoa lo habole b'bal karchach. So even though you're nene, you're enjoying the smell, and you're enjoying the music, lemaisa, it's mutter, because you couldn't go any other way. So it was kind of forced upon you. You didn't choose this path, because you couldn't take any other path. So therefore, even though you're being mechaven to be nene, you're enjoying the smell, it's mutter, because you didn't have any other choice. It was forced upon you. Rava says, it's aser. Why? Even though you didn't have any other route you could have taken, but lemaisa, you're not allowed to be mechaven to enjoy the smell of something that coming from emanating from an avodah zarah. And therefore, even though you didn't have another option, you cannot enjoy the smell, you cannot enjoy the sounds and the music that is being played by the people in the Beis Avodah Zarah, and therefore, says Rava, if you're mechaven to be nene, it's aser, even though you didn't have a derech achrin, even though there was no derech acher, it's aser if you're mechaven to enjoy the smell of the Beis that comes out of the Beis Avodah Zarah. Lemaisa, how do we paskin? The Rishonim paskin, like Rava, that it's us. So as it comes out, says the Chafetz Chaim, if you have, let's say, a Beis Avodah Zarah playing music, or producing a beautiful aroma that comes out from the burning of incense, and you don't have any other choice, you can't go to your destination through using a different route, so you have to take this route, but you're mechaven to be nene, you're enjoying the smell, it's usher. It's usher, and that's how we pass it, like Rava. The Meila says the Chofetz Chaim, that's pshat over here in my psak, that if you are, let's say, sitting in an office and you have people saying Lashon Hara and you have no other choice, you can't avoid this setting, you can't just leave the premises because you certainly will not be able to keep your job that way. The question is there a heter for you to stay? So the Chofetz Chaim says over here, number one, you have to decide you're not being mekabel it. Number two, you can't indicate to the person that you're maskim. Number three, We have this tonight. You cannot enjoy. You can't be mechavim to be nene from the Lashon Hara, even though there's no derech achrina, even though you have no other option. You can't avoid the Lashon Hara. Nonetheless, if you're mechavim to be nene, it's osir. And this is based on the shita of Rava. Rava says that even when it's no derech achrina, it's osir if you're mechavim lihanas. So too over here, if you're mechavim to derive pleasure from the Lashon Hara that's being spoken, you cannot be mekabel, and you cannot listen to the words that are spoken, and you're going to be over on an isser of Lashon Hara. That is the shita of the Chafetz Chaim. So again, so if you have this situation where you don't have a choice, and Lashon Hara is being spoken in your presence, and you can't simply leave because you'll simply lose your job, so if you're mechavin A, you won't be mekabel what they're saying, you won't believe the Lashon Hara they're saying, B, you don't indicate to them that you're maskim. You keep a blank face. And number C, you don't intend to enjoy the words that are spoken about this fellow. Then it's going to be mutter. That is going to be the only heter. Now, Zok de Chafetz Chaim, why is it mutter if you're not bechavin to be nene? L'chayra, it's a psikresha. So even though perhaps it's a psikresha z'loy nichale, because you're not interested in enjoying it, but the mindset is a psikresha, and it's a psik ratio that is also the rabbanon, even though it's loy nichle, right? We pass in the psik ratio de loy nichle. If something's an unintended consequence, but it certainly will happen. Something that's also will certainly happen, but you don't care about it. It's loy nichle. It's still also, at least mid rabbanon. So why is this motor over here? Zok to Chafetz Chaim, a chiddush. This which we say, that psik ratio de loy nichle is also mid rabbanon, says the Chafetz Chaim a yesoid. That is only when you do a physical maisa. For instance, the case in Maseches Nazir. When you have a Nazir who is usher to shave his head, and the halacha is that if he merely scratches his head, it's usher because there's a psik ratio that hair will fall out and be in violation of having your hair cut if you're a Nazir. Now over there, it's a psik ratio to loy nichalei. It certainly will happen, and therefore we usher it. And the reason why it's also says the Chafetz Chaim is because there's a maisa over there. You're doing a maisa, a pa'ula, physical action of scratching yourself. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, if you would do something that would be a psikresha without a maisa, such as in our case where you're just being passive and you're hearing Lashon Hara being spoken, since you're not doing a physical pa'ula, you're not doing an act, you're just being there and you're hearing Lashon Hara, Memela, we say that there's no Isser of Segregation Lorichle and it's Mutter.